This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We've got a collaboration going with Frontline on PBS this month. It's a special investigation into campaign finance, specifically what the Supreme Court's ruling in a case called Citizens United a couple of years ago, which said labor unions and corporations can spend essentially as much as they want on politics, how that has changed our campaigns. This election cycle, as you know, is being driven by more money than ever, but also by more data than ever. Hari Srinivasan from PBS NewsHour explains how campaigns are using that data to influence what shows up on your computer screen and at your doorstep.
Before the debates, before the rallies and the speeches and the millions of dollars in political ads, the hunt for voters begins at places like this. Aristotle, Inc., one of the most powerful political data mining firms in the country.
Got 2-inch steel doors, security cameras, a biometric sensor. I'm just going to try the doorbell.
Democrats and Republicans have been buying voter data from Aristotle since Ronald Reagan ran for president. And this election, they're buying more than ever. John Phillips is the CEO. He says elections are like one-day sales.
You got to get all the shoppers to the store on one day. And it's hard to argue that balloons and emery boards are a particularly effective way of persuading people to vote.
What's effective, Phillips says, is when a candidate can make every political message feel like a personal conversation. And to do that, you need to know as much about the person you're talking to as possible. What makes this election different is that campaigns know more about us than ever, and more than you'd probably want them to.
So show me how the targeting works.
Sure. So you have the ability to target in on a variety of different criteria.
Phillips says there are up to 500 data points candidates can analyze and plug into algorithms. He says to think of it as the DNA of the electorate. Everything from the standard
ethnicity, what the census says,
to the not-so-standard
big game hunter, a turkey hunter. I don't know if turkey hunters are different from big game hunters, but I suspect they are.
Right.
The goal for both campaigns is to use that data to reveal something about what drives us to vote one way or another.
You may not vote Republican because you drive a Corvette, but there may be a correlation between people who own Corvettes and voting behavior. And if there is, then they're going to be trying to find as many Corvette owners as they can if it turns out that that's a profile of somebody who's an independent voter in Ohio.
Ohio, as you probably know by now, is a key battleground state. I went to Columbus to one of Obama's field offices where a group of Ohio State University students were getting ready to knock on doors and do some old-fashioned political canvassing.
And we have to end with fired up!
Ready to go!
Fired up!
Ready to go!
But along with pens and clipboards, these students were also armed with some of the most sophisticated digital tools out there. For the 2012 Obama campaign, it's called Dashboard.
These flags are the voters. These are the doors that you could potentially knock.
Ashley Bryant is Obama's digital director for Ohio. She's showing me how the students can use Dashboard today. When these OSU canvassers knock on doors, they don't just know who they'll be talking to.
You know, hi is blank available and you see their name at the top.
But they'll have a customized message based on all the big data information the Obama campaign has gathered. Did they donate to Obama last year? Do they vote in every election? Did this person work at one of Ohio's revitalized manufacturing plants?
So if I'm an undecided voter and the more you know about me, the more tailored that pitch is going to be to me?
Absolutely.
Isn't that a little weird?
Boy, it's not going to, we're not going to say, hey, we saw you at the movies last night.
But if you tell a canvasser you were at the movies last night, say a political documentary, that bit of information could be headed straight into the Obama campaign's giant data pool in Chicago, along with anything else you may reveal.
It's all going into one big system. And then, you know, once that information is there, it's able to be, you know, researched and analyzed and figure out, you know, what are the buckets.
Bucket is a term both campaigns use to categorize different kinds of voters. Are you a supporter who will donate money? That puts you in one bucket. Are you voting for the other guy? That's a different bucket. But the most valuable bucket of all, as you figured out by now, is the one filled with undecided voters. They could be the key to this election for the campaign that can find them. The question is how.
For the Romney campaign, what we have determined that if we only rely on national television, we will lose this election.
That's Zach Moffitt, Romney's national digital director. Moffitt says the heart of the campaign's digital strategy is to reach voters he calls off the gridders, people who can't be reached by traditional campaign methods.
You know, they don't think of Modern Family as starting at 8 o'clock on Wednesday. They think of it as starting when they turn on their DVR box. And they don't think of Modern Family as 30 minutes. They think of it as 22 minutes with 8 minutes of fast-forwarding.
Which means they're missing a lot of expensive political ads. Moffitt says as many as a third of the electorate fits this category. Obama does this in-house. Romney outsources to a private interactive ad agency Moffitt helped co-found. It's called Targeted Victory.
So this week, you know, just go over a little bit of the social media numbers in the presidential campaign.
That's Michael Beach, Targeted Victory's co-founder. He says data allows them to pinpoint the most effective ad for a voter to see.
Think of it less that we're buying a channel, that we're buying an audience. And so we're not necessarily concerned with where the ad runs, is who it runs to. And that's kind of flips the whole mass marketing traditional on its head.
So if Targeted Victory figures out that I'm an off-the-gridder who supports Romney, I may see this ad.
Who shares your values?
But if I'm an independent, I might see something like this.
What will be different about a Romney presidency?
But unlike TV, watching this ad online and then maybe sharing it on Facebook or Twitter gives both campaigns valuable information about voters, which they can then store and use later.
You know, how you engage with an ad or how long you watch an ad or anything like that is feedback that tells, you know, the campaign, hey, you know, this is, you know, this is the right message or this is not the right message. And so, you know, that could change what a campaign decided to deliver in the future.
Because while the 2012 presidential election ends next week, there's always 2016 to think about. In Washington, D.C., I'm Hari Srinivasan for Marketplace.